Warning, the stark truths held within the disgusting juvenile ramblings of three guys in a bar may be too disturbing for typical audiences. Listeners should hold that the controversial opinions described as locker room banter may contain crass, vulgar, and polarizing material that do not necessarily reflect that of the producers and will not be held liable for damaging your delicate ego. Brett, Ty, and Tennessee Mike are trained professionals in the realms of banter and innuendos, even though that is not conveyed in the majority of their so-called content. Discretion advised. Welcome. It is an episode of Three Guys in a Bar, but tonight is a little bit different. We have been gone for a minute. 525,000. Yeah.
It's that rent shit. It's that rent shit.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
That many minutes.
Yeah. But see, the good news is that I've been re-listening to all of our old stuff that we, you know, that we've recorded in the past, a lot of our...
Yeah, artificially getting our views up.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, trying to gain our audience again and to make Three Guys in a Bar great again.
And we will make America great again.
Yes.
You see what I did there? You see what I did there? Yeah, you like that.
Yeah, we need to put print big red hats for this.
Yes, we do.
piss everyone off.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
So, massive things have happened since our last recording, which was...
You're not even going to introduce yourself?
I probably should do that, huh? See, yeah. It's been so long, I forgot how to do this. Yes, hello, my name is Ty, and I am the, not a host, but I guess the moderator or
producer
of Three Guys in a Bar. And then introducing...
Oh, it's your host with the most.
It is.
Yes, that's your dude, that's your guy. I'm Brett.
Yes,
hello.
He is.
How are you? I don't care.
And, of course, Tennessee Mike...
Who is absent?
He is absent tonight, but we have some amazing news for him. He is actually going to be on at some point in time, he's going to be on, and he is going to be discussing some amazing news that he has for all of the listeners of Three Guys in a Bar, and we are so excited to be a part of it.
They don't care.
We can't wait until we announce this, but we're going to keep it a secret just so he can let us know, because if we divulge it, I think it's going to be something that he would be highly upset about.
Yeah, you can't divulge the bulge.
No, not at all. So, with that said, a lot has happened. I mean, nothing as far as life changes or drastic changes. Wow. I know when we last did our podcast, I was in fire school, and that didn't pan out too well. I got COVID during sign-off week, and they didn't invite me back.
You're fired.
So, well, your immune system is shit.
Right, exactly. But I feel bad because, you know, you were talking about being the untraceable arsonist.
I've been lighting shit up since I was a fucking kid.
Yeah, but now I can't give you that skill set to be a professional.
You think I don't have that already?
You may. I don't know.
I dropped 4 acres of woods and no one knows it was me.
Is that a sexual term?
No.
Okay, I'm just saying. No, well, I dropped four acres of wood.
I burned down the woods.
Oh, right on. All right.
Blamed it on dirt bikers.
And you were never caught?
No.
Well, really?
My mom.
Oh.
Not by the law.
You weren't caught by what matters.
No, exactly. Right.
Did you have your towel with you?
No.
Your Baba towel?
No.
No?
No.
Sure?
I was 7 years old.
Okay, well, I'm just
saying. I did have a barbed wire bat, though.
That's good news.
Depends on who's on the other side of that bat. Just walking around like Negan before Negan was a thing.
Negan?
Yeah. I was the original Negan.
Okay, explain. Or do I need to read in between the lines
backyard,
on this?
We had an extreme backyard wrestling federation, and we found barbed wire, and we had a wooden baseball bat, and I decided to wrap my baseball bat with it and use it as a weapon.
Fair enough. All right.
I mean, like, before we used it, like, I did spray, like, alcohol on it.
Just so it would just hurt that much more?
No, no, no. So it was clean when I cut you.
Yeah, but, like, right when the initial barbed wire goes in, and then you have the alcohol right there.
No, I didn't spray it with alcohol and then hit a person with it.
Oh, okay.
I would spray it before, let it dry off, and it was clean.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you were responsible backyard wrestlers.
Yeah, if that's a thing.
Right. So, to bring back Three Guys in a Bar the right way, because...
In a big way.
You're right. I think, honestly, you know, we have had two different podcasts running all at the same time. So we've had Three Guys in a Bar, and we've also had Boobs, Books, and Video Games.
Which apparently got shut down because it said boobs in the name or something.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I think Facebook had an issue with that. And so
yet they have podcasts that they show on their clips and reels with ex-porn stars talking about dicks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's smart. That's
right.
Responsible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, thanks, Zuck.
Yeah, right. So Boobs, Books, and Video Games has obviously been shut down, but the girls are going to be joining us on this, which I think...
Ugh.
I know, but you know what?
Not going to be every time.
No, but we need...
Maybe like once a month. You know what I mean?
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
In once a month. Fives all around.
High five. But a lot has definitely happened since the last recording. Obviously,
I killed a guy.
You. Okay.
Oh, no, I was playing Halo. Sorry.
I was about to say. Yeah. Oh, so, and not to mention, since the last recording, you've managed to hump my face.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
because
kudos to me.
So your host with the most introduced me to the world of gaming. And because...
Oh, you're talking...
Yes.
Yeah, I teabagged you.
Yes, you teabagged me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, everyone knows about the Halo teabag.
Right, well...
Well, you didn't.
I didn't, right.
Yeah.
So, but you introduced me to that. You introduced me to the world of gaming, which is great. You introduced me to a comic book store, which I thought was kind of cool.
Which one?
The one over off of 192 there.
Oh, Funny Faces?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny Faces and Funnies.
Yeah, so we walked around there. I got introduced to that. What's another thing that we did that was pretty amazing?
I woke up today.
That's,
shit, every time that happens,
that's
I
fantastic.
Mean, shit, I chalked that one up.
We actually, we actually did a really great thing. My daughter's birthday was March of last year. Not this coming March. It's coming up again, but March of last year.
Yeah, yeah, we all know how time works. Yeah.
Right, okay. So when we did that, we actually went over to Route 7, which is that adrenaline theme park thing, and you and I got our balls put in our chest for riding the...
Zipline thing. Yeah, that was pretty brutal. I did whoop a shit ton of little kids' asses in laser tag.
That is true, yeah.
Dude, we were wrecking that shit. They didn't even listen to the rules. We were just over there killing their base.
Absolutely.
Fuck.
And it was a great thing.
God, so many points.
So many sad children.
Oh my God. I had to protect my son every once in a while because he's walking around. He's very tiny and they put a full-size laser suit on him.
Yes.
And he was weighed down. It's like you're playing one of them video games where if you have enough stuff in your bag, it weighs you down and it slows you down.
Right.
It was horrible.
Yeah. So, and not to mention our last one, were you successful in your white fly adventure?
White fly?
Yes, your white fly in the poinsettias.
I'm sorry, what?
At your place of business?
Oh, yeah, no, that was like 2 years ago.
Has it been that long since we've done this?
No, it's just you're rehashing old shit.
Well, I'm trying to rehash old shit so it's a smooth transition. Because everybody wants to know. They're like, well, wait a minute. What happened to the white fly deal?
It is 2024. There's no such thing as a smooth transition anymore.
That's true, because I think the...
Everyone, hide your kids, hide your wife. Donald Trump's talking about China.
I like China.
Like, that's the world we live in right now.
Right.
You have a president that sniffs kids.
And I love kids jumping on my lap.
Yeah. You have a fucking orange-skinned guy that's going up against them. Looks like the ties on my freaking trash bags right there.
Yeah. Well, and he's going to prison, apparently.
No, he's not going to prison. He's got to pay like $350 million or some shit.
Or he could go to prison.
No, he's you think he's not going to pay $350 mil? The motherfucker's got like $5 billion in the bank. Mm. He don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
The word that our country's going to shit.
Yeah.
The fucking... Oh, God, I'm counting down the days to World War III. Oh, God.
Do you think it's going to be like a North and South thing again? Or do you think that at some point West is going to be involved?
It might be.
Yeah.
And you know why? I don't know if you've even seen this.
Okay.
I don't think I even showed you this. There's a movie coming out next month. It's called Civil War.
Oh.
And it's about certain states seceding in the U.S.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I feel like they're putting that out because that's the fucking plan. It's going to happen, so they're making a movie about it to make everyone aware of it, and then it's going to happen.
Hmm. See, this is...
You know who's the president in that movie, by the way? Nick Offerman.
Really?
Ron fucking Swanson.
I was about to say, dude,
Ron fucking Swanson is the president of the United States in this movie.
That's great.
I want actual Ron Swanson to be the president of the United States right now.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, fucking bacon every day, free for everyone?
Yes.
Oh, fuck me.
But not turkey bacon.
Oh, no. He'll throw that in the trash.
No, he doesn't like turkey
bacon.
He'll
throw that in the trash.
What was that sketch he did? Was that SNL that he did that on?
No, that was Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, that's right. Yeah.
The guy was giving out free turkey bacon strips at a supermarket, and he's like, yes, I'd like one. And then he'd grab it and then throw it in the trash can. He's like, yes, I would like another. Throw another one in the trash can. He's like, yes, I would like another. And the guy's like, I don't think I can do that. And the girl he was with is like, I'd like one. And then she throws it in the trash. It's fantastic.
So no one ever has to eat this again.
I can rail on actually for hours right now. Now that I'm fucking already in a mode.
See now you're there. You're ready.
These fucking soy boy vegan bullshit fucking people.
It's everywhere now.
You're fucking beyond meat. How about get beyond my meat? How about that? Let's see if you can handle my meat first and then get beyond that.
Nobody can handle your meat. There's only a select few that can handle your meat. And I'm very privileged that I get to handle your meat on certain high holidays.
Yeah. Like, I'm from Jersey. I got pork roll, baby. Handle my meat.
Oh, dude, I remember when you guys gave me pork roll for the first time. I about cried at how good it was.
Half the world doesn't even know about it. Half the country doesn't even know about it. It's all fucking stupid. Mm.
So I got to say this, that since we are bringing up food and stuff like that, I know that Uncle Dude's Donuts.
Oh, yes.
We need to get them, if
anyone is listening to this,
yeah,
that can show it to Uncle Dude's Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast loves Uncle Dude's Donuts.
Yes, we do.
Past couple times we went to Jersey, we grabbed a shit ton of boxes of nine,
mm-hmm,
and actually drove them from Jersey back down here to Florida.
Yes.
And provided them to our Floridian friends. And they were obsessed.
Yes, absolutely. So, but I know they had commented a few times on our post. So, a massive shout out to you, Uncle Dude's Donuts.
Wow.
We appreciate your support, your love. We appreciate everything. We appreciate
Uncle Dude's Donuts, downtown Toms River, New Jersey.
There you go. So, Uncle Dude's Donuts, we'd be honored if you guys could send us some more donuts.
Or sponsor us, one or the other.
Or sponsor us.
That'd send us a t-shirt.
Yeah. Hey.
We get a video podcast working up, we'll wear your t-shirts.
Absolutely. Definitely. Shit. Which is going to be a thing that I think is in our next staff meeting. Quote unquote. I know. But I know, I've been actually talking to a friend of mine, and I want to give a shout out to him only because of the fact that, him and I had just reconnected, a little while ago. And, so if you guys ever want another podcast to listen to that's somewhat similar to ours, but he does a amazing podcast. It's called Time for the Show. And, he just got done filming a movie. Argus Fox is the guy's name. And he is an absolutely amazing, amazing dude, with an amazing, great podcast with a great group of people. So if you ever have, you know, if you're ever bored after you listen to us, head on over to Time for the Show and you'll be, pleasantly surprised at how funny they are. But we got to talking, and he was telling me about, you know, monetizing and everything else and things like that. So that's going to be in our next staff meeting once we get Tennessee Mike back in the mix again. Which
I'm debating on alienating everyone in our audience and actually singing this song.
Oh.
I'll show it to you right now. You see the face?
Okay, yeah.
Got some dead air here. He's raw while he's reading. Yeah, I don't think they're ready for that one yet.
Not yet. But
I'll screenshot that.
Yeah, but you know what? Actually, send that to me because for the dead air part, what we'll do is we'll just fill it with a couple of those.
Oh, well, you can't say a couple of those. Like, that's a little racist there, guy.
What, against deer? Couple of does? Get it?
Couple of does, couple of dems.
Couple of does, couple of deer, couple of female deer. Oh, sorry.
I fucking hate your face.
I know. So the good news is that we are coming back slowly but surely.
Yes, we're actively discussing these things.
Yes. So it's a matter of time because all of us work except for one of us.
I wonder who that is.
I wouldn't know. He's like a degenerate. He's living with other people again, and he's just
quick joke for you.
Sure.
What do you call an Asian with a film recorder?
An Asian with a film recorder?
Yes.
Okay.
Filming.
Stop.
Ha. You're dumb and ugly, and you don't eat Chinese food.
God. So we just had
our first racist joke.
To end this really quick, because I know, God, really? We've only been recording for 17 minutes.
Oh, man, we can go more.
Can we?
You want to introduce?
I will introduce. Candy is here from the Old Boobs Books and Video Games. How does it feel to get shut down by Facebook? Remember when we got the notice of...
Oh, yeah.
It's because thank Mark Zuckerberg. Thank him. Thank him.
Thanks, dick.
Fucking robot doesn't like boobs.
Right? Bastards. So, Candy is here. Brett's here. The dogs village idiot there. Is here. That all the dogs are here. And I know most of you are well aware of Pongo, which we do have to get a picture of Pongo and put him up on the...
It'd be a thumbnail.
Yeah. A little pin up there. So we'll put him up there.
Learn how to do thumbnails. I don't computer.
I don't, but at
Lindsay
some
computers.
Lindsay does computer. We'll figure that out. So how does it feel to bring back the cast and to be a part of the Three Guys in a Bar? See, you do that, and
she
you just
hates
weird
all me. Of us.
She really does.
She does. She loathes us. No, she doesn't hate
so
us.
So much has
she
happened.
She loathes us.
No, I think she loathes you. She just hates the rest of us.
No. You mispronounced that. She loathes.
Loathes you.
Loathes me.
Oh, most days. God. Most days. What's his word? All right, so...
Don't go down that rabbit hole, sir.
No, I really want to, though.
No, you don't.
All right, so Well, no, it's...
You're going to open a can of worms.
It's topic. So what would be... So anybody that's been in a relationship for so long, you guys have been married for how long?
We've been married since 2015, but we've been together since 2005.
Okay, so we're talking well over 20 years here.
Yeah.
Of no.
Really?
Yeah, way to make us sound old for our audience. Thanks.
Ew.
Thanks.
But, well, they could do math. At least I hope they would be able to. Okay,
don't
so
say it like that. It sounds weird.
So what is his
like
worst?
Cole Esther.
So what is his worst quality? Like by far the one quality that you're like, oh, for God's sake, if you
he snores
this,
horribly.
That's it?
He snores so fucking loud. He wakes me up in the middle of the night, and what I have to do is reset him by holding his breath for him and covering his nose and mouth till he.
She essentially tries to murder me.
So he resets.
No, there's and not then, a re- I'm not a fucking Super Nintendo.
Reset.
You can't just hit the reset button.
No, you got to take you out and blow on you and then put you back in.
Blow my cartridge. How about that? That'd be a better reset. Blow my cartridge.
So the only reason why I bring this up is because Ashley, my other half, we were talking about it the other day. Ashley says to me, she goes, so your worst quality, everything about you is the same as yours. I snore. And because I have to get reset, she tries to kill me in my sleep. So
this is what we do. We go back to them. She already heard me say it. You go back to your wife and you say it. How about you blow my cartridge?
Right.
That'll wake me up. It'll stop me from snoring, and I'll make different noise.
Oh yeah, Daddy.
Yeah, you make a different noise,
right?
Ooh, yeah.
And then you go back to snoring.
Yeah, ooh wee,
ooh wee.
Yeah, it sounded like Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Thank
from Rick
you.
And Morty.
No,
ooh wee.
Wasn't it you? Wasn't it you that said I need to thank my wife for doing mouth things?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
You
High
can't.
Five.
You can't do that during. Like, why, thank you.
No,
why, thank
no.
you. Thank you.
You
yes, you
know
are.
What? Afterward,
you know what? Who's a good girl?
Who's a good girl? Yes, you are.
Like, that's just patronizing at that point. But afterwards, like, I feel weird. Like what do I say? Like,
what do you say?
Like, yeah, what do you say? What do you do? Like, what do you,
I
got up. I instantly got up because it was extremely early in the morning. I was like, you want a cup of coffee? She said yes. I'm assuming it was to get the taste out of her mouth.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Okay.
Did it work?
Yes.
Very good.
Did it have extra cream and sugar?
Well, no, she got the cream before the coffee.
Okay, fair enough. Just curious. So, the first time that you guys actually ever did something, was it awkward?
Yes.
Oh, extremely.
Was it really?
Our friends arrived back outside and they were yelling up to us.
We're back!
We're back! Are you done yet? Because we told them to leave.
Oh, okay.
They went to the corner store and they were like, you guys done yet?
So when did you figure out that you kind of knew that she was the one?
She farts and burps a lot. I like that. A real based woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A based woman.
She knows what she's about. She knows what she's about.
So, when did you know that the host with the most was the one for you?
Many, many years down the line.
It took you that long?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, for a while, I hated him.
We started off our knowing each other with me throwing your backpack in the men's
restroom
at a middle school.
For years prior to us dating.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I know. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
It's okay. You'll be fine.
Don't steal it.
I'm not stealing it.
Oh, well, they don't even know. He's trying to steal my lighter.
I am not.
You are.
Lighter thief.
Using it. See? It. Handing it back.
Yeah,
there you go.
Smack your
now you have
balls.
Possession. Balls. Continue.
Smack
I'm sorry.
I don't know. It was many years down the line. We had started dating so early on. Like, we did take a break. at one point to try to, like, explore other options, and then we just kind of, I don't like those other options. They're gross.
Oh, I went straight down crazy road. I went straight down crazy road.
Did you have some strange that you didn't like?
Bloody of fish.
No. It wasn't, well, wait. One was Plenty of Fish. The other ones were from this weird, obscure website that it was like an offset to like MySpace and shit.
Oh, my yearbook.
Yeah, I got fucking my catfished. Yearbook. We're not going to talk about that over the airwaves. Got catfished.
You got catfished.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
No. Yeah, no. We're not bringing
statute
that up.
Statute of limitations and shit. And yeah, no.
Okay.
I don't fuck around with that, but the
statute of limitations.
The Plenty of Fish one was that she was fucking crazy.
You had a Plenty of Fish account.
Oh yeah, he did.
For like a week.
Really?
Literally, and then I deleted it.
It took him a week and like these fucking bitches.
These bitches are crazy.
Like, isn't Plenty of Fish the Christian thing?
No.
Oh no, that's
Christian
Mingle.
You're thinking of like the fish magnets on the back of people's cars.
No. Plenty of Fish was like you created. It was a dating.
It's like Tinder. It's like Tinder now.
Yeah.
It was back then. Plenty of Fish was before Tinder.
So all right. So let me ask you this. So say hypothetically, you have a friend, right, and you want to create a dating profile for this friend, and you think that it would benefit this friend in his or her daily life.
Don't do it.
Would you do it or no? No,
you don't do that.
No? Why?
One, because they don't know about it. That's the first one.
But say in that profile, say that you type in there, you have to clear barriers. So technically, like, say for instance, we have a friend, right, that we would want that...
Stop trying to hook her up with people.
Hook who up?
Shut up.
I'm not hooking anybody up. I'm just saying. We do that, right? But there's barriers that the other person has to cross. Would it be weird for a guy or girl to cross certain barriers to get to the main prize from a dating website? Wait. Do you think that would be kind of the new norm?
No. That whole thing is all sorts of fucked up.
But, okay, so... But think about it. Like, they would essentially go on a date with the guys of the group. Then they would go on a date...
So you're setting up gay dates?
No.
So, wait, hold on. I'm following your track here. I'm just on the train. You're going to set up a bunch of gay dates first... And then, like, some straight dates with the girl's friend.
Right. There you go. Now, okay, yeah, you're on the
same
train
now. But you're
setting
up a bunch of gay dates. Like,
No, it's not a gay date. It's not like we're going to go to the movies and hold hands. We're going to interview that person and say...
To see their, even if they're worthy of meeting our friend?
Exactly.
So it's like an interview process.
Yes! Well, no. Kind of like I'm interviewing you guys right now.
It wouldn't be like a date thing. It would be like more like, hey... I'm going to meet you at your house at 7 a.m. I want to see what you do on a daily basis.
No, because that's creepy. That's you creepy. Just can't do that.
No, you got to see. No. You got to find out. Do they...
Yeah, and that's an automatic swipe left.
Yeah, like, do they fucking have, a jar of toenails in their house? Like, are they fucking
weird?
What
was that dating show? They did that where they would go into people's rooms. So, like...
Oh, Room Crashers.
Was that it?
Yeah, it was on MTV.
Yeah, it was...
They
so
would go
it was
into
a dating
rooms.
Show
yeah.
in MTV
you don't remember that
they would
no.
go. So you got on a.
I
got
to look up
the
name.
Contestants. There were like three contestants that were on a bus, and then the guy that they were like, he's trying to find a date.
Yeah.
And what he would do is he would go to these people's rooms. Check out their room, see how they live.
I know what you're talking about now. Yes,
and
yes,
whatever
yes.
they chose
yep.
is who they would go on the date with based
yeah.
off of the contents of their room.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't think that, like, especially now, because that was what, how many years ago
was that? 2004, 2003. 2004,
yeah. So, I mean, but nowadays, obviously, you know, you're not just going to walk into some random person's room and, you know.
If it's on a show, you would.
But there is a lot you can tell by a person's room, I think. Like, for instance, like our room. Like, me and my wife's room. Obviously, she's got a whole bunch of crystals and shit like that. I really don't have anything in my room. Because it's not essentially my room. I think when you get married...
Yeah, you just accept the fail.
That's exactly what it is. Because then at a certain point...
There's like an octopus in our room.
You leave my octopus alone.
That thing is like 8 feet tall.
Dude, it's huge. It's ridiculous. It's
massive.
She wanted it and I got it for her. That's what love is.
A happy wife, happy life.
That's what love is.
That's exactly what it is.
She was accepted.
Yeah.
For about 2 days and now she doesn't even touch it.
It's too big to snuggle.
It's like a child with Legos.
Wait, we're still talking about the octopus, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, all right. I was just making sure we weren't diving down another road. Hey, there it is.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Dog on it?
No. Ah. but speaking of love and certain things.
What is that?
Love?
What is that, an emotion?
It's
an emotion?
No, it's kind of like Falcor.
Yes, I'm all about Falcor.
Right. It's a fable. Yeah! It's a fable creature that really doesn't exist.
Fluffy dragon. Yes. Who doesn't love Falcor? Do you even know about Falcor?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I only know...
Falcor way better than a horse drowning in a quicksand pool.
What?
Killed her.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Falcor or Dumbledore?
Falcor.
Really?
Yes.
Over Dumbledore. Okay,
keep going. Falcor versus whoever.
Okay.
Dobby.
Yeah, Falcor or Dobby?
Falcor.
Really? No.
Oh, 100%.
No.
Falcor or the My Little Ponies?
No, Falcor. Not a Come brony, on. Bro. I'm not a brony.
Really?
Not.
Even the music from My Little Pony is amazing.
You're talking about the newer ones.
Well, whatever. No? All right.
No.
Falcor or Will Ferrell?
Falcor.
I mean, yeah.
Will Ferrell is a beloved actor.
Maybe.
He's weird. He's got the stupid Jufro thing. I don't like it. Falcor.
All right.
Okay. Now.
Falcor or Assassin's Creed?
Which one?
The first one.
Falcor.
What?
Yes.
Vikings.
Falcor.
Okay.
Damn.
Can fly over the Vikings.
Hmm. Okay. All right, one last one.
Like, what's better than Falcor, bro?
All right, one last one.
What about me?
That's where I was going. Falcor or candy? No!
100%. We're talking about mythical creatures, babe. Relax.
Starby's gonna bite you in your dick.
Better not.
Oh, there's my wiggly potato. Sausage. Shit, sorry. Alright. So, the only reason why I bring this certain subject up is because a certain thing is about to happen with a certain one of our friends.
Yes!
And we're very excited about it, but we're not going to divulge it because we're going to let him talk about it.
Yeah. I feel like you kind of already said the...
No,
but we are... Your
cup of tea is shaking, Ty. Don't spill it.
Yeah.
Don't spill the tea.
I'm telling you now, if you give it to me, it's already going to end up on the floor. But... I think it's a very exciting time, and we cannot wait to divulge this news. But no one knows what's happening, so we're all good.
The world doesn't know what's happening.
The world has everywhere. No clue.
China's about to bomb Taiwan, Israel, and the other fuckers, the Palestinians, fucking going at it.
Yeah,
fucking Ukraine, Russia.
Yeah, still,
we're sitting here funding half of it.
Exactly.
And we'll be in World War III by June.
Do you think that at some point down the line, after World War III happens, do you think...
There is nothing after World War III, bro.
The Hunger Games.
Oh, it's essentially going to turn... No, it's going to be worse than that. It's going to be The Purge.
Shit! Oh. I can beat fuckers up! Dude, I'd be so happy!
All these No, listen, you got...
Listen to me. No. I have been training for this since Dawn of the Dead came out. Like, I'm ready to fuck shit up.
Dude, the only thing I love about Dawn of the Dead is the end credit scene where they play Disturbed, Down with the Sickness, played by Richard Cheese.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Down with the
Fucking Richard Cheese is fierce.
So let me ask you this. For The Purge, which one of our friends would not be safe?
Wait, hold on. Let me just think.
You. You're out. You're fucking out, bro.
Okay.
Really?
You're out.
No.
Over Tennessee Mike.
Yes.
He's got skills.
Tennessee Mike has skills?
He has so many hand-working things. He can build shit, make things.
Okay. Yeah.
We have had this discussion before, okay? And maybe not on a, podcast, but we've had a discussion where if the zombie apocalypse were to happen, okay?
Yes.
Everybody gets graded based on their skill set.
Right.
If you can hunt, fish,
yes,
you are in, the A group. If you can garden, yeah, A to B group. If you can, sew, fix things. Like, depending on your skill set, that's where you're going to sit. So, if we need the A and B to hunt, garden, whatever we need to do to survive.
Right.
Fight zombies, it's all going to depend on your skill set of where you are in the lineup.
Fair enough.
If you're far enough down.
Yeah.
I might set you with Roxy and you're just going to be food at some point.
And that's where I fall. Because
I couldn't picture you pointing a gun. As I'm like...
I'll shoot something. I might not hit what I'm aiming for, but I'll hit something.
You're aiming for the guy 2 feet in front of you and shoot the guy 10 feet to the left.
Exactly. So it takes care of that, dude. I mean, come on. There's a benefit to every, every disease. Fuck. that was fucked up. Sorry.
I already plan on, we will take out the neighbors, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'll start taking down fence lines, and we'll use that as the main perimeter, because I've got a big enough yard, depth-wise, where we can start planting and shit like that. Like, I already have things planted.
Yes.
But we're going to have to find a friend for Roxy and start making more piglets. That's where you come in. You are going to steal a pig.
That's not a problem. I can do that.
You go find, go down wherever you need to go, find Roxy a male pig to mate with so we can have little piglets and eat the babies.
But see, here's the problem. The only problem with that is that's sending me out during the purge to find the pig. The chances of me arriving alive?
One of us on the A group will go to protect you, but we still need a pig so Roxy can have babies and we can have pork.
Yeah.
She is essential. Roxy's essential to the survival here.
Does Roxy top me in the list?
Yeah, because you taste like shit.
I mean, you can stay home.
Were you guys talking shit about me while I was gone?
No. We were saying that there's an order to things when the purge or the apocalypse, whatever happens.
It's a skill set. You gotta have skill sets, man.
You're in the C group. You don't do much.
I'm fucking wild card, bro. Dude, if anyone's ever watched fucking It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I'm Charlie. I'm fucking wild card.
You can't shoot. You can't hunt. You can fish. So that brings you up a little bit above Ty. Can you fish?
I can build things.
So you both okay? Can
I
you?
Can't,
I, yeah, exactly.
No, wait a minute. Wait.
You're C.
No, fuck you guys.
The people with actual skills, me, Lindsay.
To do what?
Wow.
To do what?
Shoot, hunt, gather. There's actual things that
the females would be gatherers. These nuts.
Those
nuts.
That's a knife.
It's a butter
knife.
You
can't throw that.
It's a butter knife.
It still fucking hurt.
So what you're saying is if there was a plethora of fresh-grown nuts, you guys would not gather those?
These nuts.
Nuts? Ah.
It depends on the nut. Because it
a peanut farm. You stumbled upon a peanut farm that no one's harvested yet.
It's just like Dungeons and Dragons. You stumble across the peanut farm.
Yes, you would gather these nuts.
Because it would be a...
And they would be these nuts. We would have to survive. Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go into a drying area, and they would be canned and put aside.
Oh, canned.
That's a business venture. We should start a company called These Nuts.
There's already one out there.
God damn it.
They sell it at Walmart.
Yeah.
They do not.
There's a pickle flavor. They have a pickle flavor. Pickle flavor nut.
Pickled These Nuts?
Yes.
Really?
Isn't it a spice rub?
Well, yes, that too.
These Nuts spice rub?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on. I can bring it up.
Rub These Nuts.
Wow. So you can rub These Nuts? On your meat?
Oh, yes. Wow. I mean, yeah, like that.
That's fantastic.
Like that.
Rub these nuts on these nuts. Yeah. Right, yeah. On the meat, sorry.
I really feel like they're undervaluing me here.
I feel like I'm... Shut up.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
It's
Get them to sponsor us.
Sponsored by...
These Nuts.
No, I can't.
Yes.
Yes. The actual name is, I think, Meat Church.
Meat Church is D's Nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I think they have at Thrifty's.
We have Meat Church Rub at work.
Yeah.
So now, do they crush D's Nuts, and then they make the rub out of D's Nuts? Or are D's Nuts just... Okay.
It's pecan.
It's a pecan sandy. All
right.
Pickled pecan sandies.
No. That's disgusting.
Oh, you want to talk about disgusting? Talk about my chips.
Oh, fuck. No!
I went to Walmart last night. I grabbed the bag because I thought Lay's put out an all-dressed chip in America, which they don't do. But that's what I thought it was because it was a blue bag, and that's usually like a salt and vinegar.
Right.
So I grab it. Come to find out when I check out, it's Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity IHOP Special Edition Potato chip. It's strawberry syrup and bacon flavored chips.
Mm.
It actually says strawberry topped pancakes with syrup and bacon.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's all them flavors.
In one potato chip.
Oh, it was good.
So
you
now we
don't like it. Lay's, sponsor me. Lay's, I love it. Fuck, Lay's, IHOP. Do it.
I'm
at your host with the most.
I have a feeling
I don't even really like IHOP.
You're a horrible, horrible, horrible American.
I can make better pancakes at home.
Horrible American.
If
fucking communist. This is where World War III is going to start. In our house. Doesn't like IHOP pancakes? Shit.
I can just see, like, the new CNN article.
Yeah, she's going to make a pancake, and it's just going to be, like, the little, like, crest and the iron hammer on top of it. Like the chick that takes over the bar in Shameless. Eat my pancake.
She's so hot, even still.
Yeah.
Oh.
So much titties in that show.
And do wifely duties.
There is a lot of titties in that show.
So many titties. So
I just can't picture...
So much guy ass, too, though.
I can't picture William Macy as a drunk, though. That's my
only way I see him now.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't watch him in anything else.
If I were to meet him somewhere, I'd be like, Frank, what's the scam today? What are you doing?
No, I like, anything that he's been in now, like, I'm just like, I can't. Like, because shit. I just picture you as, like,
I saw some weird, alcoholic. Like, clip on Facebook, on my Facebook reels. He played a retarded vacuum salesperson. Yeah. It was like way back in the day, like the 60s or something, when they were doing door-to-door vacuum people. And he had like cerebral palsy. All fucking T-Rexed up. And he was selling vacuums and shit. What is with the looks? I'm fucking sorry. People that got cerebral palsy look like fucking T-Rexes. I'm fucking sorry. Dude, I am not wanting to be fucking...
I
got a big head and little arm.
Politically correct. Yeah, like they try to reach for the check at the table when you're eating out it, but they can't reach it because their arm's on their shoulder on the opposite side.
I'm just going in my head right now thinking of the amount of sound effects I'm going to be putting in just to this one segment.
You're just going to have somebody going, yeah! Like, you ever see that meme where Mario throws his cap and it lands on the dude in the wheelchair and he just goes, yeah!
It's so fucked up, dude, and funny as hell.
I don't fucking care anymore. In this world, I don't care.
You can't care in this world anymore. Because if you do, then you're just going to end up being the Karen or Kevin or whatever the fuck.
No, I care about the shit that matters. I don't care about anyone's
feelings.
Feelings are objective. Go fuck yourself. I'm sorry.
True statement.
I'm fucking sorry. You know what offends me? Taylor Swift being an NFL game and the camera more on her than the fucking game that's being played.
Let's
on the
talk
field.
About it. Let's Jesus. Talk about
that
it because
oh fucking my Christ. God.
If a Bengal fucking tiger bit her throat on TV, I would cheer.
Really?
Oh, 100%. Oh, wouldn't care less.
So you as a football fanatic.
Oh, love football.
I okay.
Fucking love it.
But I feel as if it might be a publicity stunt because look at the demographic. Now
the
follow
NFL
me on this.
NFL got so much of a boost on their first off their NFL shop. Kelce jerseys started selling like a motherfucker after she showed up at the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce, not for naught, had a nice looking girlfriend before that. Nice, thick, curvy woman. And then
Travis Kelce or Jason Kelce?
Travis Kelce.
Okay.
And then he downgraded to milk, toast, avocado, whatever. No ass.
She does have an ass.
No. Where?
Come on.
Where? Her anus?
No. Well, like, she's been wearing skirts this whole time at the game.
No. She does definitely have an anus.
Well, yeah.
With two extremely old IHOP flapjacks, like, holding it in. Like, no ass.
Alright, fair enough.
I'm fucking sorry. She just... Yeah, I don't know. I can't deal with it. I don't want to.
You think he's only porking it because it hasn't been porked ever? I think she was a virgin before.
He is porking it because the NFL told him to pork it.
So it's a Oh, God, she doesn't have an ass.
Exactly. Look at that. She's wearing skin-tight, what is that? What would you call that? Black stainless latex pants.
Send that to me so we can add that
Why would you want that?
No, because we can put it up on our Facebook page. And, you know, people need to know. We need to start blowing our shit up. But no.
We had a Facebook poll.
Yes.
On that post.
Yes, absolutely. So I think... I think, obviously, you know, her demographic is obviously, you know, the younger girls, and I think that...
Milk Toast California girls?
Yeah. The Milk Toast California chick that, you know, eats avocado on a daily. I think, honestly, the NFL was starving for the younger generation to get involved in it, and so why not bring Taylor Swift in?
You're going to funnel a fan base into one singular team. That team's not going to be able to hold up the momentum for as long... The NFL's half-rigged to begin with.
Come on now. Thank you.
But you cannot prop up a team for that many years. Patriots were propped up for, what, 5 years? 5 years about.
That's five years enough.
Chiefs are already at three.
I thought they were only two.
They're already at three.
Oh, they're already three back-to-back?
No, three championships total.
Oh, yeah.
So they're in year four of not having consecutive championships.
Right.
But... So now you're getting to year five next year.
Yeah.
There's got to be a new team coming out.
There has to. Not as long as Taylor Swift is going to be around.
I will punt her in the throat so she can't sing no more. You know what? I will hire Pat McAfee, Hall of Fame punter, to punt her in the fucking throat.
Do you know the biggest concern over the NFL Super Bowl this year? Was whether or not Taylor Swift was going to make it from Japan to Las Vegas.
Oh, funny fact about the Super Bowl. So there was a streaker.
Yes, which they didn't show, by the way.
You saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Everywhere else.
Yeah.
That streaker put a prop bet in Vegas that there would be a streaker.
So he went put down
like $3,400. He got paid out $345,000.
Ooh.
That's easily going to cover his court costs.
That's well worth going to jail for a night. Well worth going to jail. I don't even think they go to jail, though.
We salute that man.
Absolutely.
That's a big salute.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's man shit.
Yeah. This is what it feels like to drive a Ford truck. Wait, what is it?
You ever grab a porcupine and just feel like you need to rub it upon your taint? Whilst drinking a Milwaukee's Best shotgun style. That's what it feels like to drive a Ford F-150.
There it is.
Sponsored by Ford.
Yes.
Ford, hit us up.
Three guys in a bar / Facebook. Or Facebook.com/ three guys in a bar. Yeah, sorry, we haven't done this in a while. And, of course, we're definitely going to be... making a whole bunch of other cool stuff.
We're gonna make spin art. Spin art. That'd be fun.
Yes,
and we're gonna post it on the Facebook page.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think honestly,
and pictures of dogs.
And pictures of dogs. Oh, speaking of pictures of dogs, my dog went to doggy jail.
Actually, has a mugshot.
I love that mugshot.
We're going to post that.
Yeah, we're definitely posting that. So if you want to follow us, we're still on Facebook. You can still follow us at Facebook.com/ three guys and a bar. That's the number three guys and a bar. So there you go. You can do that. We're going to be posting all over our Facebook page. It's probably going to be a lot more than that, just so we can kind of get our schedules, lined up with everybody, so we can kind of figure out when we can do these recordings. A lot of our recordings are going to feature new people, throughout the time. Of course, Candy being here, Tennessee Mike is off doing his thing, and then of course we have new members of the group that are also going to be possibly joining, hopefully a new member by the name of Chameleonaire, who might be
wait, whoa.
What?
Gotta be careful how we spell that on our socials. There already is a Chameleonaire.
Come on, when was the last time you ever heard anything out of his mouth?
Bro, that dude is rich right now.
He's rich for what?
Dude, he's one been song? Investing in shit.
Oh, congratulations. You've invested. You've invested other... You haven't even invested in your own music.
Oh, God. You got slimed. Oh, God.
Get it away. Get it away. Don't...
Oh, God.
God.
Damn it, Pongo. Now it's back on you.
Oh, God.
Go say good morning or hello to Ty.
No, Papa, do not. No. Stop.
Jesus, I was wondering what I put my hand in.
Oh, God, it's on his head.
Hi, baby. Let's go inside.
Inside sounds fun.
Good boy.
Yeah. God. I can't.
In.
Oh, my God. Oh. So, for those of you that want to know what just happened, So
I put my hand in a mysterious liquid on my knee.
Yeah. So Pongo, for those who don't know, is a Great Dane. He is a massive, massive animal, and he drools. And so the...
No. Okay. He doesn't drool. He slimes.
Yes.
It's not a typical drippy drool like you get with other animals.
Right. He's like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yes. He walks past you and just slimes your leg, slimes your arm. And it's like somebody hucked a loogie and just spit it at you and you didn't feel it and then you just find it.
Oh, God. It just gives you chills when you think about it. It's gross. But yeah, so like we were saying, we got... and we also have possibly Mr. Kanicki returning as well. So we'll have to see whether or not I know he's been busy with a lot of personal things, but we haven't had Mr. Kaneki on in a long time.
Oh, that was a good conspiracy episode.
That was a great conspiracy episode. So if you haven't heard, any of our previous episodes, you can go back on Spotify.com. You can check out podcasts on Apple Music. You can we're pretty much everywhere. Overcast. All that stuff, you can find us. All you got to do is type in 3, the number 3, guys and a bar. Then that's where you can find us yapping about useless shit.
I wouldn't say it's useless.
Well,
I mean,
you know what?
Most of it is.
Next episode, we're doing a full-blown zombie prep episode.
Zombie prep?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We have to.
So what's next on tap for...
I'm not C-group.
You are.
I'm S-group.
So are we going to do an hour of
zombie prep? Yes.
Okay, so 1 hour of zombie prep.
I don't even think that would even scratch the surface of what these people, these good folks, need to know.
That's true. Don't get upset.
I will strike you. Do you want to be struck?
It's a lighter. They're 35 cents at the store.
They're not.
Okay, $1.29.
Inflation. Bidenflation.
Inflation.
We're like $2 now.
You can tell where we all stand politically.
The apocalypse is, we won't have to worry about any of that shit.
Because I'll be out there fucking rolling mushrooms up in a fucking tree leaf.
That sounds fun.
Well, fuck.
If drugs were legal, what would be your drug of choice?
Oh, God.
We have 5 minutes to kill here.
Drug of choice? Like, I don't even know, because I've only ever done weed, so I
So, like, but just based off the name, is there something that might intrigue you at some point?
Yeah, ass splash.
Ass splash?
Yeah. I don't know what these kids are calling it nowadays.
Acid?
Maybe, sure.
Okay. Candy?
Hmm?
Drug of choice?
No, fuck that. Okay. LSD.
LSD? Really?
Straight up LSD.
Wow, okay.
Bypass the acid.
Wow.
I've heard
shrooms can be fun.
I've only ever smoked weed.
And Mr. Kaneki, we've
had like a gummy
discussing microdosing.
Microdosing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Candy would go for the...
I need to take like a 3-day vacation.
No.
Just to make sure I'm good.
So you would go for shrooms?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I can't... There's a lot...
You'd be like cocaine. I feel like you'd be a real cocaine man.
Actually, okay, so not to dive into my personal life.
Oh, we're
going to
dive on in?
We're going to dive on in. Hey!
You fucking tism.
I know. So...
So we're a walking, talking tism.
So we were...
I just want to kick a fat kid at Walmart.
Fuck. Oh, there's so many sound effects that are going to happen in there. All right. Anyway, so, but I, not to get into my personal situation, but I have tried a lot. And I will say that there are three things that I haven't tried. One being acid, two being shrooms, and three being meth. The rest?
You smoked crack?
No.
So that's four things.
Okay, so four things. All right. But yes, I have done...
Well, being on a plane, you snort some coke every once in a while.
I have done cocaine, not on a plane. I have done cocaine, and
cocaine
I have...
Cocaine on a plane!
It's like Snakes on a Plane.
I was waiting for it.
That is such a good movie. So underrated. People give
Snakes on a Plane.
Stupid.
Such a good movie.
Horrible movie.
So we want to see that.
You spent $20 in a movie theater to go see that.
Yeah, it was date night. Went to Applebee's, then went to a movie.
To go see Snakes on a Plane. I would have seen, like...
We don't go on dates anymore.
No, there was...
The movies are terrible.
There wasn't a lot of good movies out at that time, actually.
No.
We actually went to see Beowulf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I still have the ticket in my nightstand.
We do.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a lot of the movie stubs.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, then, bravo to you, sir.
Horrible.
For making every other man on the planet feel less of a man.
Hooray!
My first date was to McDonald's. I put a traffic cone on my head and we took a picture.
Our first date was Six Flags. Our first, like, real date.
I talked to a tiger and it actually listened to me.
She is my proof.
Yes. He
made the fucking white Bengal tiger come to the fucking front of the glass we were standing at.
No shit.
It was all the way on the other side. I was like, hey, bud.
And it walked right up to us.
And I was like, why don't you come on over here? And he just walked right up and put his paw on the fucking glass.
Yeah.
Sure. I am the beast master.
And that's where we had our first kiss.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got blue balls.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because my pubescent body didn't know how to figure shit out.
Mm.
And then we went on, what ride was it?
Nitro. I fucking almost shit my pants.
I'm doing this. I've got my arms
and I'm like,
I fucking love it. And he's white knuckling the bar. There's a picture somewhere printed out of this.
It was on a keychain. It was a keychain thing.
I had it on the keychain for the longest time. House.
So, really quick, because I know we've done a lot, you know, since we've been, you know, not doing the cast.
Yeah, we've had so much sex, all three of us.
Yeah, right.
Speak for yourself.
Not together, but... What?
Yeah, well, right. Okay.
Tennessee Mike and I. No. So, we did a test earlier.
The TISM test?
The TISM test. Where apparently we're going to go kick a fat kid in Walmart. but... You actually didn't do too bad, sir.
I am the least tismed person out of this tripod we have going on right now.
Fuck you, asshole.
Like, my leg stands up straight. Her leg is, like, half stuffed. The connector doesn't go all the way down. Yours is, like, mid-grade. Like, it's almost on the connector, but it doesn't click in. Like, that's Jesus. Your leg of the tripod. Like, her tripod's, like, all the way up.
I'm all over like, the fucking place. Like, it doesn't
come down. Like,
so if you ever want to do this, what's the website they can go to?
The website is idrlabs.com/autism spectrum test.
There you go.
Just Google it.
So if you ever want to find out,
if you want to find out you're a freaking wall licker retard, you can just go to this website. And just figure out which one of your walls you want to lick.
You're going to get hit.
Why does it have to be...
What, the hard R?
No, not that. I really don't care about that. The wall licker, I think, is like even more worse than saying retard.
You got your crown eaters. You got your fucking wall lickers, your window lickers.
Boot lickers.
Yeah, you boot licker. You got your lint lickers.
Lint licker. There it is. Lint
lickers.
Tickle me, kumquat.
Fuck.
you didn't think I'd find out about your little doo doo head cootie queen?
Who are you calling a cootie queen?
You lint licker.
All right, so...
No, retards are retards.
Right, we'll go with that.
Why are you striking me? My uncle was retarded.
Smarter than you.
Nah, that motherfucker put away a fucking car build model set. Fuck, in like an hour.
I'm telling you, they have...
Like level 5 type shit. Like, he was...
He told me last night I have tism strength.
She does. When she gets angry, she got these tism strength.
I can attest to that.
You shush.
I'm just saying.
You shut your mouth for
me. All right, so you can find us on Facebook.com/3guysinabar. Of course, we're going to be joined by the girls. So they're going to be around Candy, Z, and Ashizzle.
Yeah,
and of course,
one time a month, because that's when the females, you know.
Exactly. See, you're going to get striked again, I'm telling you. And of course, your host with the most, Brett, and your other guy, Tennessee Mike, who will be back eventually at some point. And
he's in Tennessee right now.
That's true, yeah. And, of course, maybe the return of...
Baron Kaneki
will be here, as well as our new and improved female, Chameleon.
I'm sorry?
Our new and improved female.
Is that like a trans thing, or...?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
All right. Don't ever...
We have the technology. We can rebuild it. We can make it stronger.
If faster, we build it, they sexier. Will come. Yes. All right. So, of course, we're going to end it right now. It is your 5 seconds of fame, the host of the most. Go.
I don't care about your feelings.
No, you don't. Candy. And, of course, if anybody's looking, she's flipping all of us off. So, there you go. And, of course, Village Indian, as always, spade and neuter your pets.